Science is not always linear. Sometimes, when we are researching one thing, we unexpectedly discover something completely different. I'm a geoarchaeologist. Basically, I study past environments to understand how people interacted with them. Specifically, I am interested in the end of the last ice age, when people first found their way into the Americas. It was a dynamic time for environments, and was one of the most catastrophic shifts of climate in Earth's history. While I was working on a literature review on what we know about the formation of the Northern Kettle Moraine State Forest here in Wisconsin, I did a bit of a deep dive into how we know what we know about the movement and position of glaciers at the end of the Ice Age. I found out that we know a lot less than textbooks and maps would lead us to believe. Turned out that getting dates on glacial moraines is incredibly difficult. So while we have a pretty good handle on the general trends and positions of glacial lobes at the macro scale, we don't have a lot of data to tell us what was going on at the micro scale within short time spans. This is where the Northern Kettle Moraine becomes so interesting. Encompassing 30,000 acres and straddling the interlobate zone, a north-south strip that scientists presume is where the Green Bay and Lake Michigan lobes pushed up against each other, scientists from around the world come to study the unique and diverse set of glacial landforms packed into this relatively small region of Wisconsin. But based on the leading theoretical models on glacial processes, all of these features should not be here in one place. So I started looking at LIDAR maps, these high-resolution data maps that can show details in the landscape without tree cover. And based on my past experiences backpacking in the Northern Rockies and in the UW-Oshkosh classrooms, I realized that Long Lake, the largest lake in the Northern Kettle Moraine State Forest, is not a kettle lake at all, despite all literature classifying it as such. The more I looked, the less I found. I could not find any research that looked at any of the early formation of Long Lake or its biota. I could not find it in any glacial theoretical models. Just north of Long Lake, the glacial moraine does a right-hand turn. Glaciers don't do right-hand turns, and none of the papers proposing the formation of the glacial features in the Northern Kettle Moraine could explain everything. It's a really hard nut to crack, so I decided to take a core sample out of Long Lake, trying to date its basal sediments and get an approximate age of the lake, and take a look at its biotic signatures to try to understand when life first emerged in the area. I wrote a grant proposal for a small grant to fund a pilot study and enlisted the help of Dr. Colin Long, who has a long and distinguished record in researching fire histories from the lake. What we found was pretty incredible. I assumed that Long Lake was older than the surrounding lakes. I hypothesized that it probably formed at the end of the last ice age around 20 to 23,000 years ago as an outlet stream. A charcoal lens near the bottom of our core came back with a date of 27 to 27,122 calibrated years before present. That's more than 12,000 years older than the oldest known lake in the Northern Kettle Moraine. Further examination of the core sediments showed that prior to the wildfire that produced the charcoal, algae, pollen, both show up in the core. This suggests that Long Lake was open to the air prior to our dated charcoal horizon. So instead of having two compressing lobes here at the end of the last ice age, we may actually have an ice-free corridor.